A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, being a good Jew, recited the Shema, the very famous quote which he just gave as the first commandment, to love God above all things. And then he adds a second one as if it's part of the same Shema, but it is not originally. It's from Leviticus rather than Deuteronomy. And he says, "And you must love your neighbor as yourself." And he calls it as if it was one great commandment. It's so interesting for us Christians to remember that God, incarnate in Jesus, changes the whole picture of a concept even of God, that God is not only an abstract spirit, immaterial, the kingdom of heaven, but also an incarnate God in Christ, Jesus living among us, a material, corporal God here with us. And the kingdom is, as he prayed, on earth as it is in heaven. He doesn't like us to remain in church, you might say. In fact, it's interesting that the scribe himself added to the end of his comment, "This is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And throughout Scripture, we find again and again this comparison with liturgy and offerings and sacrifices. And the prophets say, "What is the sacrifice the Lord wants?" This Lent, does God want us to go to church only, or to act and to live and practice our faith and love our neighbors? I remember once an experience I had in a chancery where there was a debate going on about whether Catholic charities should be closed, because after all, it was only social work. And we're a church, we don't do social work. We've even had theologians and others comment about this as if doing the corporal works of mercy and caring for the poor is a social political project of the governments and of everyone else, but it is not basically what the church does. We probably just do liturgy, if that was the case. And it's a strange thing for Christians to always get this confused, that we act as though, you know, this kind of social project, the more just and peaceful world that we try to build, and the caring for our neighbor, loving our neighbor, is not really part of the Christian mandate, even though Jesus just said it is part of the commandment. It's a very strange thing for us to even think through personally. Do we think that going to church and making Lenten devotions is really what this is all about, or is it practicing the love of neighbor? Jesus spent so much of his time not just preaching and praying, but also healing the sick and caring for the poor and feeding the hungry. How could we then possibly mistaken all of this as just mere social work, part of the government? Here in Cuba, it's very clear the communist project of the government is to try to work on these social issues, whether you believe in it or not. But it would be a shame for all of the church to say, we don't do that. We only do liturgical things. So it's a problem, not only in Cuba, but around the world, to understand where does the gospel meet even social political concerns that are all of ours in the common good. We could have too much liturgy this Lent, especially if we think God is abstract and only spirit and not incarnate here among us. Let's make our true Lenten devotion one of loving our neighbor as well as God.